Hi, Jonathan.
Sorry, I was on mute. Good morning. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Jonathan?
Baruch Hashem. How was Shabbos?
Beautiful. Very, very nice. Really nice. Baruch Hashem.
It was good to have you.
Okay, so we'll start. I don't think Yaakov is busy with his dinner today.
Right.
I think he's not going to come. Okay. So, Parshas Tzav, this is a Parshas that you don't learn anything on it because they're always, usually most years it's caught up in Shabbos HaGadol and so on, but there's actually a lot to see and a lot to know. Okay. This is a long piece broken into two Peda, and each one has its own very special Indian here. Zayster Sa'ila Hi Ha'ila. So the Chazal speak tremendously in the Shvach of Tefillah, which is going, he's going to explain Tefillah and the role of Karbonis within Tefillah and so on. Ella, I skipped a lot in his Shachar Tarion to get to the point. Atshuva nechayna bazer, ki hine ha-pu'ulos ha-lokios, omnom yichavna la-klau v'lo la-prat. So it's true that the mitzvahs HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes are there for the klau, not necessarily for the prat. Let me explain to you what that means. He's reflecting back to Rambam. The Rambam, Monavuchim, says, we do not have to believe that every mitzvah applies equally well to every person all the time. Not chas v'shalom, that's not binding, but whatever time of mitzvahs you give, and you'll say, well, there's this exception, in such a case, the person will not get that toelus. We have no need to posit that every single person, every situation will get that also once. So let's say one person gets from eating matzah. So eating matzah is a tam cheirus. Another person may get indigestion from it. It doesn't make a difference. So we understand the Torah's mitzvahs and in a klal level. In other words, generally speaking, this mitzvah applies in this way. So he says that is true. Vehine, abprotim hem bale kates v'tachlis, omnom akolam yitzchim. Any type of prat is limited in time and scope, etc. But the klal is nitzchis. Vehine dvar Hashem v'yisharosoi le'toshev reiko. Kim hoyesh le'toyles abprotim, ine efshesh le'toyles la'klal. So the klal is always true. So even though the prat is different, but it reaches things at a deeper level. Let's give an understanding of something like this. Whenever you have a rule of some sort in science, and you feel you've touched on a very fundamental theorem, and then you find an exception. Many times, the exception is not an exception to the rule, but it's a special case within the rule that has another piece, but there still exists the rule. So it's true that gravity pulls everything down. A rocket ship is not an exception to that rule. A rocket ship is also being pulled by gravity. It's just that a rocket ship added a thrust going upwards. So, but that means that even though I look at it and I see something going against gravity, it means gravity is still there. The special case is doing its thing. And when that special case is over with, the gravity will apply to it. So understanding things at a klal level, it affects klal Yisrael at a very deep level, even when the prat chooses to disregard it or doesn't apply, whatever it is. Like he says over here, whatever happened with Yotzei Mitzrayim, even if the people in the Midbar never lived to fulfill what was wanted and expected of them, but it helped for the people who came to Israel. The same thing happened with Klal Yisrael when they were in Eretz Yisrael. Kihine, he says, "B'ha'ishoros ha'toyrius yishinon kayomim masmidim b'yamshuk hashamnan." In the Torah halachas, which he calls ha'ishoros, meaning the rules, the ideals that are meant to develop a person to be straight, to be good, etc. There are inyonim kayomim masmidim. There are things there that are always. And things that stop, like korbanos. Those inyanim of mitzvahs that are constant, that they're still around. Those that stop, like avodas and korbanos, even though the practical application of it is not applicable now, but the fundamental point of it is forever. This, by the way, is a very important point in understanding our approach to Torah in general. You know, if a person says to himself, what's the point of learning Baba Kama Mitzvah Bas with kids? This kid ain't never going to be a Dayan. It's not what he's going to do. And that was actually a Hungarian approach. You learn Bracha Shabbos Chulin, which applies to every single person, and so on. The point is, maybe at the practical level, he's not going to paskin, but the sense of what is right and wrong, mine and yours, and so on, does apply. And it's one of the things that's very frustrating when you try to tell somebody off about Dini Mamonis. So it's one thing, you know, people have Yitzhara. I want to do X, Y, or Z, and I know it's wrong. Okay, that's one case. But sometimes you get people that are clueless about the musig of just the fundamental approach. I was trying to explain to somebody. Somebody wanted me to use it. I said, I have no standing in this case. I'm not a baldov. La baldov. No, but you can do something. I said, when it comes to Dina Mamonis, you need to have standing. And somebody asked for help in a certain thing. I said, if I can give help as a friend, I cannot give personal help as an authority figure. It's impossible for me to hear one side and do something. But you don't believe me? The answer is, if I put on my hat as a close friend, I believe you, and I can help you as a close friend. If in authority is no way to help. I'm blind to death. I need, unless I hit two people in front of me simultaneously, I can't do anything. Person just didn't get it. It just wasn't part of his understanding of how things work.
What do you attribute that to?
It's a lack of very fundamental chinuch. In your day, one side shows the rav something and he paskins and so on. There's leadership where you make a decision for a klal. But when there is when you have two parties, the concept of din, of mishpat, is a concept. The musig of labal not is a musig. So even if you have to be a dayan, but the understanding of the structure of mishpat nidimomnes is something that is relevant to every person. So he says, so even the things omnom, asha nifsiku, kinyin havoides akarbonis, so korbanos is something where the concept behind it lasts forever, even if the particular halachas are not relevant now. Certainly korbanos, which were focused on some sort of emotional, deeper aspect of avodas Hashem, that certainly lasts. So one would expect that the lessons of Kabbanis are always applicable. And this is what Chazal said with the ask, v'chiyesh pulchan b'bavol, is there avodas Hashem in bavol? Pulchan is avoda, the nature of like what is in Mikdash. Alazut tefillah, v'chsiv v'chim en pischem le'balisei, v'zimnet lasu v'yoymo hu baruch al v'koyi umatzlo moideh Kadam Elokai. So it says by the Neil three times a day with Davin, and that's the avoda that's parallel to Karbanis. Kihine, a tefillah is a mitzvah of Karbanis. It says tefillah was integrated in the Karbanis. Umishmaros umamados umidukonim lahem imohem, which Amr Chazal, il molei mamados leiskashai v'aretz, which is by a peric dal metanis. But to Elis HaKarbonis is Dabik Bitfilis, Behakri Balem Hashem Yisala. And one gets the same Talos of Karbonis when he does Tfilah right. But Tfilah Yisus Yisus is Elfi Shikor Mishabal Dekimah. Tfilah is something where a person can pour himself out into it. And in a certain sense, a carbon is another object that I'm sort of, that's with me, whereas Tfilah is me, myself. Mishamah Beferish Kurmach and Varm Shuvel Hashem. So he says over here that tefillah is something that is tied to karbanis. Let's give an example. I guess we'll give an example. I think we used a similar example yesterday in one way, but I'd like to use it here. Imagine a person buys a gift for somebody, you know, for his birthday, for the anniversary, whatever it is, he buys a gift. And a gift without a note loses a lot. So you write a note and you say how much you should appreciate the person, whatever it is, and you send the gift with a note. Imagine the person becomes a pauper, lo aleinu, can't afford even a simple gift. But when he writes a note, and especially it comes in the background of having been given gifts, and the note expresses all the yearning to be able to give a gift to show appreciation, that in itself is extremely moving. Sometimes the letter of somebody who can't give, but he's coming off the back of having given is much more meaningful. A carbon is a form of giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakrivein of us, it's an offering. It is giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyah. And the tefillah that's mislava, like Chazal said, is impossible to bring a carbon without having somebody in attendance. And they would daven to mamadis and so on, is because they are because you have to adding a note to a gift is extremely critical. We brought karbanis and now we turn to the Baruch and say, you know, we come empty handed to you. We don't have what it is to bring. So, halavai, I could have brought you a gift with this, but my feelings are there and stronger. That's very, very powerful. So tefillah is a very integral part of karbanis. Even when you don't have karbanis, the tefillah itself reflects it and accomplishes a lot the same. Okay, the next piece is the same akedah, just broken into two pieces to be able to be a little easier to digest. Behine, liyoisa tefillah yavoda halibis v'amagas to'elas karbanis v'tuf tachisam niflo, being that tefillah is avoda shebalev, ala oifa shemarnu, Second, it said, I want to speak a little about tefillah afterwards. You know, he had spoken about Karbanis, and he's going off on a tangent about tefillah because he feels it's the most appropriate tangent. The first thing is in Parashas Tzav has that it's al moigdal mizbeach veishas beach tukad boy. It requires a certain chamimus, which is a pu'ula of the lev. The mind tends to be cool, rational, aloof. The heart burns with passion, and that's a very core element of karbanis. But mispal be karbana gemura. And the Mizbeach himself becomes consumed with those flames. It says the fire of the Mizbeach shall burn. It doesn't say on it. It shall burn within. It says the Mizbeach itself would burn. And that's what he says, you know, the heart is, when the heart is full of passion, the entire person is passionate. It's as if the passion consumes the person rather than just being a function of the heart. It's not a function the way a fire on top of something would be, but rather this is the whole person. So first of all, the vehicle of tefillah is to ask for needs. Being that these are temporary, all needs by definition of the involved are temporary. So, that's why Chazal say, so tefillah centers around the things we happen to need now. We need food now, we need this now, we need that now. So, why would tefillah be a mitzvah? The Chazal sort of describe it vis-a-vis Torah as, so that means that they look at it as chayei shor rather than chayei olam. So how does something which is categorized chayei shor become one of the mitzvahs? Amru, mitzvah says it's ba'al yoyim, the sevat Hashem akeichem, and then malat al-vavchem, is ha-ben shabalev, the tefillah. Hine, ha-royo hu she-tovay ha-mitzvah di-shum inesh le-yisva bo-o mitzulosi salah. You could make the mitzvahs lo sase, like we say in Animaimin, that you now let a dab other than a kashbach, Mashama Kabbalah, Sabel, him Yechra, Bukha Shamavad. Abalam Shubach Shakbons, then Rak, Adam Kiak, the Kakom Hashem. Yakazar Hashem. So you see that Kabbalahs that are binadava are voluntary, they're not obligatory. We are in with Tfilah Roy Shiabza Oifin. Why isn't Tfilah something which is rishus? In other words, if you need, this is the address to ask. Person doesn't need. If you need something, ask. And this is the address. And the lawyers of Akshay Spallah, Yoshus Biyodi. Also, he says you see that the mitzvah to misfollow is when you have a tsar or a tsara. And he asks more than that, why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mitzave us to be misfollow when we have a tsar? I mean, it's like saying if you have a problem, go to a doctor. Well, it's not a mitzvah. It's so the mitzvah should be the only address to ask is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person decides to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's wonderful. If a person decides not to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's his problem. It's like he decides not to fight. He decides not to go to the doctor. It's like this.
Alec, can I ask a question?
Yes.
It's a little Hamish today, so we can... what's the comparison to Korbanos? There are many Korbanos Chayva. What's the question that it's not like Omer?
Korbanos Chayva are really more of a Kapara. That's most of them. They seem to come to the world of Kapara. As opposed, Tefillah is probably more aligned with some like Nedava or the offering something like Kapara.
So Korban Toida is not Chayva? Korban Toida it's not Kavua.
It's not kavua. It also straddles. Toida straddles somewhere between and it is a chiyuv, but it's not a definitive chiyuv the way chatas and I don't know. It's sort of a different nature. Well, let's see what the point he makes. Omno maroyi shevad bezehu sheinyan atfilu kinyan akarbanis bezeh ki kemoish akarbanis ikar kavanasam letachlis shemiyish beikar harbitzam felus. In a kavana balavadat al zatzer gamal yonim doing l'kshan shach meleir, v'hu ki atfila in yonuhu bakoshes dava bechizik bitachin, v'ef shezu aser. So he says the yisaidus is tfila is there to reinforce your sense of bitachin. It's the asking from Hakadosh Baruch Hu Let's give an example. Let's take a simple example. Imagine a person has something laying around, and I know he doesn't mind if I use it. So there's a shayla and a halacha actually you have to ask him now. But when you ask a person, can I please use it? What you're doing is you're reinforcing his bialus on it, his rights on it, and so on. Whenever asking for something, you know, the tzur of tefillah is there to first and foremost impress on us what the issue is, who the person that can help us is, and so on. If you think about it, you realize that this is really a tree that has many branches and many peros. In other words, the sense of turning to Hashem Baruch Hu, acknowledging that when we turn to Hashem Baruch Hu and say somebody's not well, we need a refuah shleima. So it's not only, well, if you want to get better and you want to ask for it, this is the right address. It tells me why is a person not well, who made a person, who's got the final say whether he gets well or not. All of these things become extremely impressed on you when you turn to tefillah. And it leads to many positive results. The tree of tefillah is a very strong one. It's rooted in the heart. From Ikashar Shahi, the roots of tefillah are three. Hemsholosh Pinas Atsumas, Hashem Sevena Lakis. Kamivakash is work by Chazika Bitochin. Chuyev Shetukin Lavaydosa Shuisal Nimsa. When a person davens, three things are positive. Even if the person is not conscious of it, but it's positive because there's no other way for tefillah to make sense. First of all, Chuyev Shetukin Lavaydosa Shuisal Nimsa. An understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, Vishri Yochel Asas B'Hakadosh Asa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability, he's omnipotent, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is existent, omnipotent, V'Chihu Mashgiach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omniscient, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, understands, reacts. V'Roitz Atei V'Kashav, if I appeal to somebody to be charitable and to give to my institution, Tovben Yonah Diyami Yaakovson Sohengish, it's the dinner today. I need to start with the understanding that this person, that charitable means something to this person. I always thought there was a fellow in Silver Spring, Mordechai Hyatt. His mother used to be the head of the local March of Dimes chapter. So March of Dimes is a big national collection for cerebral palsy. So his job, their job as the chapter head, was to go around and solicit the neighbors. So Mordechai sold over that he went around to people. He said, you know, you got these excuses. I gave at the office already. The check is in the mail, you know, whatever. But he said, he knocked on one door and he said, So he said, oh, I don't do charity. So he said, no, it's a very, very good cause and it's very genuine. He said, I believe you. I just don't do charity. And he was stunned. Like he didn't have anything to reply because there is nothing to reply. So when a person asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need help, it means that he recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being toiv, or else what's the point of it? You see from the Nusach of Tefillah, he said, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you showed me the Godbacha, which is Midas HaToiv. A person is positing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Toiv, and so on and so forth. Behine, Nashroshim Eilu, Yitzu Kama Anofim Nifloim, Yishleim Yisodim Alaysash. Once these roots are in place that I recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Kol Yochol Mashkiach and Toiv, each one breeds and has all sorts of tremendous hashpah on a person. Key. Mishereh Amitas ha mitzius yetzei sefa ha hesko boyis ala umaisa. when I understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the sheirish of all metzias, understanding and learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his drachim becomes meaningful. And most people who have any type of intellectual capacity are intrigued by trying to find out the metzias. You get into a car, you get into an airplane, and ask, how does a huge chunk of metal fly? Anyone who has any, is it intrigued by it? A person sees people doing things in business, and a person seems to do very well. So sometimes you ask him how he do it because you want to imitate it, but sometimes you're not imitating, you're just interested in how it works. If a person looks at religion as being a nice idea, it doesn't really push a person to be curious about it. But if a person declares that, yes, nature is the basis for physical existence, but the basis for nature is a likus, and everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he wants and how he wants, and everything's a reflection of it, it makes him want to hustle the adult to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like an haga, just because people want to understand reality. The quest for knowledge and understanding is first and foremost about reality and knowledge. U'mesheresh hayecholes, and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do, yeitzei hanaf hayervavoda, you get anaf yervavoda. U'mesheresh hashkoch avarotzim, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts and wants, yeitzei peiros ha'ava loikis v'anava. You get Ava Leikis and another, because you understand it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing and so on. So those are the. So you have the root of Amidas HaMetzias, which has a branch that is the Heskel bow, and then he says, now from this Anaf, Dinim Anaf Arishin, which is the Haskalah Bo Yisal HaMaisa, he needs to remind our Taira Vakdusha Vatsnei Aleches. You get fruits of Tara Kedusha Behatznei Aleches. It's very, very interesting. He seems to say that those are the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Sheirish of all Metzias means that my Metzias per se is not of great substance. It's all, you know, how I'm crushing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's molded Behatznei Aleches. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yecholes and Avin Yira and so on brings about Zehirus from Iran, Tshuva. And when a person understands that his actions are meaningful and important and significant, that which is really what that Hashkach is, it spurs a person to do things, and so on. And above all, this is where a person is Mizdavet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So basically, his points are that, you know, when a person works at a very deep level in himself, it's like Moshe Ma'adav HaDeimer. When a person builds a building and he, you dig in the ground and you put in foundations. So you put a lot of time in those foundations and then you cover it up and you don't see it and it doesn't really, but somebody who understands a little bit about building understands that this is actually, everything is rebuilt on this. Our basic sense of emunah and understanding of those things, The most concrete way of actualizing is for the Maisa Tefillah. I stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'm talking means subconsciously I know it's him, I know it's up to him, and I know that, you know, this is where it's all poly and so on. So basically the two arcades, really important shtickler. One is that you know, the things that Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in the Torah, it comes at a very fundamental layer, and then it comes at a practical layer. The practical layer may not be at any time, but learning, understanding, being osik in it is important. Tefillah is a hisaskus the same realm of Karbanis. It's part of that. That's the first piece in the Akedah, very important. The second piece in the Akedah is the inyan of what tefillah especially is. Tefillah is a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. Rav Noach had a great story. He was trying to convince somebody that he's not an agnostic, he's really religious or something like that. So Rav Noach, oh, I see you saying Kaddish. He said, well, my mother died and she has to say Kaddish. I'm fulfilling the wish of a dead woman, even though it's absolute nonsense. So Rav Noach puts an arm on him and he says, young man, he said, if your mother would have left your wish that you stand at the wall and say, wall, wall, grant me all good, would you have done it or not? And he looked at him and said, the truth? No. They said, because you know there's a difference. And that's a very, very insightful point. A person, he understands prayer. He may have a reason to be covering it. He can deny it. It's like in court. You can deny it, even if you know you down deep, you know it's true. But it's a denial. Fear is a denial. It's not a lack of faith. It's a denial of faith. Down deep, a person has a sense. A person can say, well, it's a vestige of some old evolutionary, you know, the development, but on that. And a person reinforces it. Tefillah is something that builds very strong trust in Amunah. Okay, so break to
hear. Is this the only way to Amunah, or is it
not a break from Tefillah? We just keep davening, but we'll take the Shevat. What did you say?
Is he suggesting that this is the only way to mechazek the Amunah, or is another way?
It's a very powerful way, because speaking to someone, let me add another nekuda, which I think Kedah doesn't say here, but Revolver says someplace, and I think it's one of the most astounding nekudas of Amunah. But, you know, it brings a lot of times, Revolver brings Makaris, that tefillah is mechazek your Amunah. And the question is, isn't that putting the horse before the cart before the horse? I mean, if I believe, then I daven. So how can you say that davening is? And the answer is, Emunah is, a big chelik of Emunah is, really not the rational concession that X is true or Y is true. Emunah is giving ruchnisik things existence as if physical. In other words, the reason why something I don't believe, I feel is not real. And things that I feel are real. Everyone believes in the electromagnetic field, even though you have no real, no one can tell you what it is exactly, but we have a magnet and we keep picking up the magnet and putting it down and we open up doors and close doors and everything is electromagnetic. And we have motors and we have generators. So we live it, we feel it, we touch it. Things that are not, when they talk about time warps and stuff like that, you buy it, you know, you take it with 3 grains of salt, not because the proofs are there or not there. There's nothing tangible about it. There's nothing I can put my finger on it. We have lectures in Shiva once a month. There's a science and Torah lecture where one of the scientists in the community gives a lecture on a topic of his particular field, and a Rav gives some comments. So there was somebody there, he works on black holes. He's one of the people that tracks black holes and stuff like that. And he was speaking about time warp, time place warp. And someone in space warp and time warp, so someone at the end, also a scientist, but a different field, this thing, Jeremy, I don't get it. If place is not a thing, how could it bend? How could something that doesn't exist bend? And he left and he said, you hit it on the nail. You know, so we take it to think of salt because we can't even translate into something tangible. So, okay, you tell me it's like this, it's like this. When a person speaks of God, of Torah, of mitzvahs, of Olam Haba, unless a person lives it, feels it, it's real to him, the person who lives in a frum environment, and a frum sviva, they're real to him. Shabbos is real. Pesach is real. So Emunah is really the sense, things that are tangible. I talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 3 times a day. I face him and talk to him and ask him and so on and so forth. That keeps it in the realm of interaction, in the realm of some sort of physical, sort of quasi-contact, physical contact. That's why it's mechazik emunah. Most of the mitzvahs are mechazik. I think of like matzah, but the translating to I'm eating matzah because Hashem told me Hashem is real. So this tefillah is much more imminent. I am talking to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Okay.
We'll pick up the day after Yom Tov or a week later?
I think a week later. I just don't know. I don't want to buy stuff because I have no idea what's happening the day after and so on. So, Mr.